lie on your back. And take a moment just in general through the whole body to realize that you're lying down, that you don't have to hold up your head, that it can rest back on the floor, that the shoulders also can rest back on the floor, arms. And maybe you feel that one shoulder in the back lies a bit more fully than the other, or is just simply clearer to feel. What we feel is what we notice, in a way. So it's not like a quantifiable objective assessment. Does one shoulder touch more than the other? But just what do you feel? And the whole back, from the shoulders to between the shoulder blades and any place that I mention, you can of course put your attention there, and below the shoulder blades but still above the waist, you might find that one side touches, another side doesn't touch or touches differently. And there could be space behind the waist, and then that could even be different on the left and right. If you imagine a hand that could feel the space that's between the floor around your waist, and what sort of room would the hand have behind the left and the right sides? And of course the pelvis is touching somewhere, being a big and heavy bone, and it could have a different, not a mirror image, but a different sense of left and right. And somehow the buttocks touch, and the back of each leg, which would be, could be quite different from the buttock to the knee. You might feel a lot more contact with one leg than the other, or just clearer contact, maybe even. And then from the knee down to the heel, so the calf muscles. Often our legs lie at different angles, so you might feel the contact at a different place on the heel, a bit more to the outside, or one leg than the other. Or the calf itself in a slightly different way. And roll your head a little bit from one side to the other. And just notice which way it goes more easily. And only roll as far as it goes easily, even if it's very different from one side to the other. And how do you know, how do we know whether it's easy or not? It's, you wouldn't feel strain in your neck, just would feel like you could almost sleep through the movement. And be aware of your breathing as it comes in through the nose, perhaps differently from the in the left, differently through the right nostril. And is there any space that is in the mouth? Right, somewhere there's the tongue takes up space, but usually there's still something in the back of the throat or the roof of the mouth, behind the teeth. And then just let your head come to a resting place. And slowly bend your knees so that your feet are standing. And just notice whether it seems to you like one leg is easier to keep standing than the other. So it's good to have a non-slip surface underneath.
behind the feet, between the feet and the floor. So you can feel the contact of each foot and the floor, and notice if it's more on the inside or outside edge of each foot, or more on the heel or more on the ball of the foot. Listen to the feeling from the knee to the hip joint, somewhere in the groin, and there are muscles along the front of the thigh, kind of like where the lap is, or the inside of the thigh, from the inside of the knee to the groin, from the back of the knee upwards, more or less towards the buttocks. And from the outside of the knee up to the pelvis. You might feel some differences. I don't know what they might be, but differences left and right. And begin to take your right knee just a little bit to the outside and then back to the middle. Keeping the left foot staying on the floor and the left knee or less to the ceiling, and notice where do you feel the movement? Do you feel how the weight goes on the outside edge of the foot? And don't force it, don't push it. And as you take the knee to the outside, do you feel at some point that the weight of the leg begins to roll your pelvis a little bit to the right? So don't hold it, but just keep your left knee standing in place. As if your leg goes to the right, it can take the pelvis, and then the pelvis can roll away from the left leg. But you don't push with the left foot, you don't start with the pelvis. You really listen that the weight of the right leg, somehow catches the pelvis. There you go. That's different than actually making the pelvis move. And as you do that a few more times, you really start with the weight of the leg that can take the pelvis, and then maybe you begin to feel that it not just takes the pelvis, but it takes some part of your ribs above the waist. So if you have a bit more weight on the right side of your back someplace, and the ribs on the left, that hand that is measuring space between your back and the floor on the left side, is that space getting larger? And to come back, when you're tilted the leg is pulled the pelvis takes some ribs. When you come back, you can think of bringing the back of your pelvis to the floor at the same time as you're bringing the right knee to the ceiling. And then leave that, lengthen both legs, and just see if one leg begins to feel different in length than the other. And again, bend both knees, the feet, standing, and see if you can move your feet, bring your feet a little further apart from each other, so that you can begin to tilt the right knee towards the inside, towards the left knee, so that the weight of the right leg go inward towards the left knee. With, of course, the weight now shifting to the inside of your right foot. And in the beginning, go really just a little bit. There may not be very much movement of the leg, in the pelvis, and pretty soon the pelvis needs to roll to the left. So the right side of the pelvis begins to lift, and keep the left foot on the floor to the degree that's easy without letting the left knee tilt to the left. That's it. Does the right knee, when it tilts inward, also go away from your chin, go away from your head, kind of lengthen away from your head somewhat, without you having to push on the right feet? When the right knee tilts inward and lengthens away and the pelvis rolls, do you begin to feel that something happens even all the way to the right shoulder blade? As if it gets lighter in relation to the floor. And before the shoulder lightens away from the floor, the whole chest rolls the same direction as the pelvis. And then the next time your knee is to the ceiling, just take it to the outside a time or two. You can bring your feet a bit closer together again. And take the right knee to the outside and notice if it goes a little bit more freely or easily, keeping the left knee standing. And whether as you take that right knee to the right side and the weight of the leg takes the pelvis, you might feel that there's a movement all the way through to the left shoulder, and the left shoulder gets a little lighter on the floor. Good. And then stretch out your legs and rest. Noticing if perhaps some of the contacts are changing. Parts of your back between the shoulder blades and the back of the pelvis are lying more easily or more fully. One leg around the groin, around the where it attaches to the pelvis, feels differently. And even roll your head from side to side. See if it rolls more easily in one direction than it did before, or in both directions. If the ear gets closer to the floor on one side or the other. And rest. Bend both knees again and begin to tilt your left knee, listening that you start the movement and then the weight of the leg begins to take the leg closer to the floor, and in fact as the weight rolls over to the outside edge of the left foot, at some point your pelvis may follow and the right foot stays on the floor so that the pelvis rolls away from the right leg. And as the weight of your left leg tilts, you just don't let it drop. So there's some soft way in which that leg can get closer to the floor, and then you bring it back. And as the tilts away and the pelvis follows and the pelvis rolls away from the right leg,
the areas above your waist turn, and kind of below the armpits, those ribs may turn to the point where you may feel that the right shoulder blade gets lighter on the floor and then gets back to the floor as the left knee comes to the ceiling again. And if it should happen that your head wants to roll in any direction, there's no need to stop it. There's no need to stop it. You can let it happen. And you might feel something in front of the right shoulder as well, lengthening away from the right arm. And then next time that you go, listen again that you're breathing, that the air comes in and out through the nose. It's just breathing will let you know whether you're working hard or working lightly. We all realize that when we do really hard work, the breath comes very strenuous. But when we do small work like this, your breath, you won't get out of breath, but you might hold your breath. And of course, when you hold the breath, then what happens is the chest holds. And if the chest holds, then you can't roll so smoothly. And the shoulders will stay stiff and the back will stay stiff. So breathing is not just about the air going in and out, but it's about the whole back and chest. And stretch out your legs again. So when the movements are not complicated, it gives a chance to listen to breathing, it gives a chance to listen to whether you're really letting the parts move independently, separately. And bend again your legs, this time putting the feet somewhat wider apart. Let the weight of the left knee now tilt inward, and just the very beginning. So it's very, can be very small at the beginning, and bring it back just enough to begin to notice how the weight has to shift towards the inside edge of the heel, towards the inside edge of the ball of the foot, and to listen whether as the knee tilts in, whether it goes a little bit away from the pelvis, whether it lengthens a bit away from the belly. With the right knee, the right foot staying more or less on the floor, the right knee staying to the ceiling, which will make the movement smaller, but then you can realize that the left knee is moving away from the pelvis in a way that the right knee isn't. The right knee is in a different place. And as you tilt that leg inward, as your pelvis rolls somewhat to the right, does the left side of it lift? How about the parts behind the waist and a little above the waist? And can you imagine a line between the left knee and the left shoulder, that as the left knee tilts inward, it goes away from the left shoulder, the front of the left shoulder, the back of the left shoulder, and perhaps the left shoulder lightens a little bit to the floor, and should your head roll in any direction, you let it. And you just do the amount that you can do without straining. Especially also without straining the right leg. Not straining any part of the back without disturbing your breathing. That breathing that will, if it goes smoothly, it'll allow your chest, which means all the ribs, and that's your back and shoulders, to stay easy.
And the next time that your knees are both pointing to the ceiling, bring your feet a little bit closer together again and just take that left knee outwardly again. See if the leg is more clearly goes to the left when it takes the pelvis. The right foot stays on the floor. The right knee stays to the ceiling. And now, of course, the waist rolls in the other direction. The waist rolls to the left. And you may feel that there's a connection between the left knee and the right shoulder in front now. That it's like a turn, a spiral that lengthens your whole belly and across the top of your breast to the right shoulder. Good. And lengthen your legs and rest again. And where do you feel your breathing? Is it just in the way the air passes through the nose, or do you find something about it also in your belly, either kind of from the belt area down or from the belt area up, or even in the ribs that are above the belt? And you can at any time even touch parts of your chest, like, you know, the breastbone, which goes from the base of the throat down to the belly, to notice if there's any movement there. Sometimes it's hard to feel from the inside, but once you put your hands on yourself, you notice it, and then it becomes more possible to feel from the inside. Or the ribs below the breasts. You can always, any time, lay your hands there and begin to notice. And the ribs are in the back as well, although it's not so convenient to put the hands behind. And usually there's more tightness and holding in the back, so it's not so easy for those ribs to move and not so easy for us to feel it. We have this image of like the back rather than ribs, but it's possible to listen and find whether there's any expanding that goes on backward. And then please again bend your knees and let both knees now go a little bit to the left, and then just come back to the middle, and then a little bit to the right, and come back to the middle. And just whatever is easy in both directions, like a kind of a smooth and easy rolling where you don't have to stop in the middle, you just go from left to right, and if you go further in one direction, that's, you let yourself go further. If you go less far in another direction or another time, you let that happen. But just notice that as you tilt to the right, that the left knee goes a little bit more away from your head than the right knee. If you tilt to the left, the right knee goes a little bit. It's like somebody's pulling it a little bit away from your head. And you can explore if putting your feet a little further apart makes it lighter for those two legs to move at the same time. And perhaps it's clearer when both legs are tilting that the movement goes above the waist to the ribs that are at the breast level and into the armpits and through to the shoulders. And perhaps you begin to find that your head begins to roll. And again, could be more in one direction than another. And next time that your knees are
to the left, let them stay there. Let them stay there. And put your right hand on your forehead and roll your head with the hand to the left and to the right. So you kind of push your head when you roll it to the right with your hand, and you pull it. I mean, you pull it to the right, you push it a little to the left, and just notice whether your knees, where is it easier for your knees? When your head is rolled to the right or when you roll your head to the left? Does it make any difference? It might not, but yeah. There's something that feels easier through your lower back or through the belly. And change your hands. So now take your left hand and put it on your forehead. And let the right arm just lie next to your body, your trunk. And roll, of course, not holding your breath, because if the breath is held, the ribs can't move. If the ribs can't move, the spine can't move. And really let the hand do the work, so it's not rolling with your head. And notice again whether, depending on which way your head is rolled, something gets a little bit easier about those knees being to the left. Maybe yes, maybe not. Remember, you don't always have to feel differences right away, but it's good to check. And then leave your head in the middle, put your left arm down, and slowly bring your knees back. Bring your knees back. Let them stand a moment like this with the feet. And then take them again to the left, that is the knees. And then when they come through the middle, that's nice. And the more you feel, you might find that then your movement slows down. And then take the knees to the right. And just notice which way is easier. Is it the way you had them to the left, or is it still to the right? Okay, and then stretch out your legs and rest. And even if I say to rest, you can always do another few movements if something becomes interesting. Right? It's not just doing the movements, but actually, something becomes interesting. Not the question that was asked, but you have your own question. And the whole chest and the ribs, as they go around, ribs in the front, ribs go around the sides and then around through the back, that as the chest moves more with the legs, the ribs can become freer to move for breathing. Your legs again. And tilt them to the right. To the right and come back. And when both legs are tilting, or both legs have tilted and you sink, how do you bring them back? Do you bring them back together, or does one leg start? And And when you begin to tilt, can you start tilting with the right leg and then the pelvis follows, and then at a certain point it just makes sense for the left leg to go. The pelvis is already rolled to the right. And then when you bring the legs back, you can experiment, try leading with the, it's always the leading leg. Tilting, it's the right leg, and then the left one follows, lengthening, coming back, perhaps the left one starting. As you, next time you tilt the legs to the right, just leave them there, leave them tilted, but take your left hand, and with your left hand on the forehead, roll your head. So you pull a little bit, and if it's possible, you have the left elbow soft and easy, and when you roll your head to the left, the left elbow sinks in the direction of the floor. And as you roll your head, does it make a difference for your legs whether you roll the head to the left or you roll your head to the right? They sink more. Change hands so that your right hand is on the forehead and the left is back on the floor. And as you roll your head, keep listening that you breathe so that the ribs and the chest stay soft. And sometimes the nose and the knees are turned in the same direction. Sometimes the nose and the knees are turned opposite. Bring your right hand, leave your head in the middle, bring your right hand down to be on the floor. And slowly bring your knees to the ceiling, the pelvis rolls back to the floor. And then again, tilt your legs to the right. And just notice if Your head has a desire now, has an impulse to go with the knees. Either with the knees, that means the nose rolling in the same direction, or the nose rolling in the opposite direction. And just let's stretch out your legs and rest again. Bend your knees again. Spread them, the feet and the knees comfortably. And take your knees to tilt from to the left and then from the left to the right. And just notice
Which way would you let your head roll? Maybe it already rolls in some way. Does the nose roll opposite the knees? Or does the head and the nose, or do the head and the nose roll with the knees? And whichever it is, just let that occur. Let that occur. But something to do with the chest. So the movement starts with the knees, right? And the head is a response. It's a distant response. So the knees, the legs, not the knees, the weight of the legs takes the pelvis. The pelvis takes the chest. The chest, when that breastbone that you touched, and the ribs in the back that rolled away and towards the floor, and the shoulders. So it's something when the chest goes that the head rolls. And if your head has been rolling in the opposite direction, the knees opposite to the nose, the next few times roll your head so that the knees and the nose go in the same direction. If your knees are tilting to the left. And of course, it's all possible. It's possible to roll the head so that the nose and the knees go in the same direction. It's possible to do it the other way. Can you feel which somehow you prefer? Which feels more, how would we say it? Like it's less thinking. Like it feels more natural in a way. Or one that you could do longer. Which could you do longer? And change it again. Which could you do longer? Could you tilt your knees and have your head go opposite more times or go the same? Is there some way in which your head rolls that makes it easier for your legs? Even though the head follows, does the direction in which it rolls make something easier in your lower back? Or in the part of your back above the waist? And any time you can just stop it, come to the middle, stretch your legs. And once your legs are long, just roll your head from side to side. Notice if there's a greater ease or lightness, or you go further without having to work harder. One ear or the other gets closer to the floor, or the movement is simply smoother. Sometimes we can move, but smoothness isn't quite there. And of course, rest again. Is there still as much space between the back of your waist and the floor? Or more space, or more equal left and right? Or some parts above the waist that feel more restful or are touching the floor that might not have been before?
both knees again.
And take both knees to the left and keep them there. Start with the weight of the left one. Start with the weight of the left one. Let the left one take. Yeah, the left one, then it takes the pelvis, and then it takes the right leg and the ribs, and stay with them to the left, and place your left hand behind, place your right hand behind your head, and keeping the legs to the left, just lift your head a few times as if you wanted to look at your right hip pocket. You can open your eyes or not open your eyes. And do that a few times. And do you feel a kind of a slight response through the right hip, through the right side of the pelvis, as if it wants to come up a little bit? And actually try to breathe out. Breathe out as you lift your head. Notice if that, what effect that has. Or breathe in and see which seems to make it easier to lift your head and to have a look at the hip and have the hip come upward. And next time, just change your hands so that your left hand lifts your head and the right arm is down alongside, and still lifting your head as if to look at the right hip. If you found that it's easier to exhale when you do, then do that. Just these few times, you might feel that the chest bone slides a little bit. It's something in your chest and your ribs, not just in your head. And then leave your head on the floor. Bring your left arm to lie down. Slowly bring your pelvis back to the floor, the knees to the ceiling. Pause a moment like this. Keep the knees bent. And take your knees once to the left and once to the right. And just compare whether lifting your head has made a difference to how the knees tilt, how the pelvis rolls, how the chest, how everything above the waist comes with. Maybe there's a difference, maybe not, but what are the ways that the chest and the shoulders and the head can help the legs, and the legs can help the chest and the shoulders, so everything, and have a rest, stretch out your legs and rest. Coming into our bodies and feeling ourselves more in the beginning, it takes a guide to say, look here, look there, notice your breathing. Where would breathing be? In the nose, in the belly, in the ribs. But after some time, and not even such a long time, we realize that it's our own house that we're looking around, and the guide might still be helpful, but the personal curiosity about how we breathe, what the sensations are, is what keeps us looking inside. And notice things that even the guide may not have mentioned. So bend your knees again. And take them, starting with the right leg, the weight of the right leg takes the pelvis, even though you know what the movement is. You build it. You build it from the sensations of the weight of the right leg that takes the pelvis. The pelvis at some point takes the left knee. The knee goes a little bit far, and maybe the head, maybe the head rolls in some direction. Stay like this with the knees to the right. Put your left hand behind your head. The elbow can come away from the floor. It doesn't have to be on the floor. And now lift and lower your head as if really genuinely you're curious about something, about the left hip joint. And notice if you feel not just that as you take the air out and lift your head, that the left side of your pelvis, the left hip comes closer, but maybe the knees lift a little bit from the floor. Maybe not, but maybe they do. That's it. Change hands so that it's the right hand behind your head. The left one can lie on the floor. And as you lift, feel which are the parts that press more in the back, in the ribs in the back, into the floor as you do that. Are there any? And if it's difficult to lift with that one arm, say, what is it like to take both arms? Do something a little different on that side. Can you bring both arms behind the head? How would that be? Bring the elbows away from the floor. And is it clearer then to feel which parts press to the floor? How your whole pelvis rolls a little bit? That's it. Leave your head on the floor. Bring the arms to lie alongside, and slowly, slowly bring the back of your pelvis to the floor. And then again, sink your knees once to the right, once to the left. How much attention does it is useful to have in the shoulders so that you don't worry about falling over to the left or falling over to the right and therefore holding in the shoulders or holding in the neck or holding in the jaw. There's no place to fall here. It's just the floor, and it's soft to the left and soft to the right. So you can let the more unusual happen, which is that whole chest and the shoulders and the head can follow the legs. And again, stretch out and rest. Bend both knees with the feet comfortably and bring your left arm to lie on the floor next to your head, upward. You can always put something to support if it's hard for that arm to lie there. And begin to, the right arm is lying down. Can you turn it so that the palm is facing to the ceiling, so the back of the hand. And as you tilt your knees to the left, tilt your knees to the left. Notice at what point could you begin to reach downward with the right hand. So you tilt your knees to the left and then you stay there. And a few times you lengthen the right arm downward and then you can bring your knees back up. So every time you tilt the knees to the left, and find if you push the right hip forward, is it possible to lengthen the right arm down in the direction of the heel? And your head can roll, your head can slide, and good. And then stay like that with the knees to the left, just for a moment, and see if you can push the right knee a little bit longer and the right hip a little bit more forward and reach a bit more down with the right hand. That's it. Just a few times. So you keep the knees tilted and you just make the tiniest little movement of reaching further as if somebody's pulling the right knee away from your head and pulling the right hip joint forward. That's it. Excellent. Come back to the knees to the ceiling and stretch out and rest a moment. Your knees again. Put the left arm up. Keep the right one down with the palm to the ceiling. And take your knees to the left. And as you take your knees to the left, now find if this can lengthen your left arm upward. Left arm upwards. You can stretch the left arm upward. And that's it. And then stay there and just push the knee a little bit longer and the hip joint a little bit forward and see if that lets you stretch the left arm a little bit longer up. And even if you can stretch the left one up and the right one down at the same time. So if somehow what happens through the ribs, what happens through the chest, let your head roll either to the left or to the right and try it. See, is it easier when you roll your head to the right or when you roll your head to the left? That's it. Good. Great. And come back to the floor. Stretch out your legs. Bring the arms down. Bend your knees. Bring your right arm to lie up by your head. And the left arm is down with the back of the hand on the floor, the palm to the ceiling. And tilt your knees to the right. Starting with the weight of the leg that takes the pelvis, even though it's a familiar movement. Don't let it become too automatic. And do that a few times, just with the arms in this funny location, funny way. You tilt the knees. Again, with the weight, really feeling the weight of the leg that takes the pelvis, that takes the other leg. That turns the chest, that maybe rolls the head. And then stay with the legs to the right. And with the left hand reaching downward to the heels. Push the left hip forward and as lengthen the left knee away as if somebody's pulling you. You can adjust your shoulders on the ground. And then a number of times, lengthen the right arm upward. See if the same, doing the same thing below, that means pushing the left side of the groin, pushing the left hip joint forward and lengthening the left knee can help the right arm lengthen. And what if you rolled your head and actually looked at the right hand? Roll and look at that hand. You can let the back of your head slide on the floor. That's it. And then just play a little bit. You can once lengthen one arm, once lengthen the other one. So that in the turned position, you can push the hip forward and it can make a difference up through the chest and into the arms. And maybe even you can push the hip forward and both arms can lengthen. As if, yeah, the chest, the whole chest widens and opens. Bring yourself back to the floor. Stretch out your legs. Feel how you lie now. Your head on the back, the two shoulders, the two sides of the pelvis, the back between the shoulders and the pelvis. From the buttock on one leg to the back of the knee, compared to the buttock on the other side and the back of the knee. And from the knees through each calf to the heel. Roll your head from side to side. Is it possible that it's not just the head that's rolling, but you feel something through each of the shoulders, either in the way they're lying in the back or in the feeling in the front or even in the chest bone something? You might feel parts like that moving, or you just might feel a lightness, which means that those parts or some other parts are moving, you just don't feel them so clearly. Let the head find its middle and just rest before you begin to come to sit eventually and to stand.